In sub-zero terrain, troops from NATO's Very High Readiness Joint Task Force are training for the coldest of conflicts. The soldiers are among the Alliance's first responders, currently under French command.
That's the place we live, we sleep, and we fight.
Among them, Polish soldier Private Piotr Marcinak. Poland has now found itself on NATO's eastern flank against a possibly hostile enemy. What does that mean for you as a Polish soldier?
I was sure what I was signing for, joining the army, but of course it's difficult as a for a human being, but we are just doing our job.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine poses the biggest threat to European security in a generation. Several NATO states are now rushing to ramp up their defence spending. And Germany, Europe's largest NATO country, has reversed its position on sending weapons into war zones in order to help Ukraine. Alliance top brass fear Russia's stopped playing by international norms.
Time will tell whether the things that the Russians are doing in Ukraine are war crimes or not. It is sometimes difficult to think that it is all an accident, especially if you hear that now more than 30 medical facilities have been hit. The refugee stream and the fact that people are not allowed to flee even after an agreement, or when they are fleeing, they're still being targeted. Those are all things that shouldn't happen.
This week, NATO warned that Russia's accusations of Ukraine storing biological weapons could be used as a pretext for chemical attacks. These French soldiers tasked with handling the aftermath of a chemical attack are on high alert. What seemed inconceivable only a few weeks ago seems chillingly possible. If you think these cold weather exercises are simply about NATO bolstering its eastern flank, then think again. In recent months, Russia has been steadily reopening its Cold War bases in the Arctic, a region that has 30% of the world's untapped natural gas and 13% of its oil supplies. As Europe tries to wean itself off Russian energy supplies, more countries are turning to Norway to make up for possible shortfalls. Until the invasion of Ukraine began, Norway and Russia had been working together to explore Arctic oil fields, but not anymore. It's feared competing claims for natural resources will put Russia and NATO on another collision course. The invasion of Ukraine has major consequences for European security. NATO chiefs say the alliance must be primed to respond. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, in central Norway.